This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are few things more rare in corporate America than CEOs of big public companies who are women or people of color. Case in point, the greater Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. The Dallas Morning News published a list not too long ago ranking the highest paid CEOs of public companies in town 1 to 100. You know where I'm going with this, right? Just a single woman on that list. Lauren Silverman from KERA in Dallas went to meet her and to talk about why it matters to have women in the C-suite.
Pam Patsley is used to being both a powerful and a petite woman. The first thing she does in the 15th floor conference room where we meet is adjust the height of her chair down.
Okay, get that up.
So that her black ballet flats reach the ground. It's something she has to do a lot. There's nothing small about her salary, though. Last year, Patsley made almost $11 million as CEO of MoneyGram International, one of the world's largest cash transfer firms. In 2009, right after the financial crisis, the company was in trouble. She was hired to steer the behemoth to safety. All $1.2 billion of revenue and 200,000 agent locations. And she did, successfully. Patsley comes from a family of teachers, but she always had her eye on making money.
So it was really more driven, less about position, but just really like achieving and earning money, to be perfectly candid.
She assumed it wasn't unusual for that to be a woman's goal. So when she saw her name on that recent lineup of top paid public company CEOs in the Dallas area.
And I must say, I was surprised. I was surprised there was only one woman on the list.
Especially as Dallas is a center for corporate headquarters. Maybe she shouldn't have been surprised, though. In the S&P 500, there are only 22 female CEOs, which is about 4.5%. That's what Alyssa Sangster wants to change. She's executive director of the Forte Foundation, an Austin-based group that seeks to put more women in top-tier business careers.
I think everybody thinks this problem is solved, and I think you see evidence in the media that there are a lot of women leaders out there, but it's not reflected in the business world in those top CEO spots.
She says by not having more women in the C-suite, companies could be losing money.
There are many, many research studies and cases that have been made for why having more women in leadership makes a difference in your corporation's overall return on investment, your return on equity.
Really? Good for the bottom line? Entrepreneur Karen Rubin was skeptical. She's with the Boston-based trading platform Quantopian. So she ran a simulation investing only in publicly traded women-led companies from 2002 to 2014.
And it outperformed the S&P 500 pretty dramatically with 200% greater gains than the S&P 500 had over the same time period.
You heard right, 200% greater gains. Rubin was shocked.
I've spent a year and a half now trying to disprove it and understand if there's a fallacy in my thinking or in the code that I wrote. I have not been able to find something that completely disproves it yet.
But you can't stick a woman in the CEO spot and expect profits to magically rise. In fact, a study by the Peterson Institute for International Economics shows one female figurehead isn't enough. In the research, profitability only went up when multiple women were in corporate leadership. In Austin, Alyssa Sangster is now coaching Fortune 500 companies to groom young women for these top jobs by reaching them at the very start of their careers.
Instead of having kind of this mysterious career path, they're showing them the step-by-step ways that they would make it to the top.
MoneyGram's Pam Patsley is all about giving the mentorship she didn't have. She tells young women, find something you're passionate about, work hard, and don't be afraid to adjust a few chairs. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.